Salam. I said salam. Salam in my language. Shalom in Hebrew. And peace be with you. Praise the Lord. I have greetings from my family and also from my church. And also from your ancestors who are living there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the question is, your ancestors and my fathers and my children, they are fighting a lot. They are quarreling, they are fighting. You know why? Some are saying, especially the Orthodox people, we are staunch Christians. And the Catholics, no. We are real Christians. And the evangelicals always, we are shouting, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Christ. We are a real Christians. How do we reconcile those people? Let the Bible speak. The meaning of Christian. The word Christian is mentioned only 3 times in the Bible. Let's read those parts of the Bible. Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. Yep. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians.
The last part. The disciples were called Christians. First at Antioch, the disciples called Christians. Before the name Christian, you can observe a disciple. A discipleship is not a one-time, activity. That is lifelong process. The Christians, for the first time, they called the disciples, they called Christians. I think this name was not that much favorable. The people who used, you are Christians, you are Christian, that's just like insulting. But for the first time, the disciples of Jesus the Christ, they called in Antioch Christians. The second, Acts chapter 26, verse 28.
Then Agrippa said to Paul, do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?
Within a short time, are you expecting me to be a Christian? You can persuade me to be a Christian. Why not? Instead of my chain, why not? And the third part is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16.
However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name.
Yes. If you suffer as a Christian, take care. Christianity connected with suffering. Amen. If you know about suffering, you can come to my country. You can study our history. We passed through severe persecution because of this name. Because of this name. I fear about African Christianity, because our Christianity is not tested with this suffering. The second point, definition of Christian. A person who confess the faith of Christ Jesus is the Christian. A person who confess the faith of Christ Jesus. Christianos in Greek belongs to Christ. Of Christ, resembles Christ. Amen. Soldiers of Christ, family of Christ, supporter of Christ. Hallelujah. But still I do have a big question. Are we really Christians? My fear is there is syncretism in Africa. Diluted Christian with the culture. Diluted Christian with our daily life. What is the uniqueness of Christian? Is it unique? Is there any dichotomy between a Christian and non-Christian here in Uganda, the other African countries? Is there any dichotomy? We have our own identity. Christianity has its own identity. Unless we know that identity, we may lose all. The identities. Romans chapter 1, verse 6.
And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
You are the called one. The called one. Ecclesia. You called out. Yes. You called out from the community.
Yes.
From your tradition, from your culture,
yes.
You called out to be or to belong to Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23.
And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Everything is given to you, everything. And you are belong to Christ. Also Christ is to God. You are belong. You are no more yours. You are no more yours. You belong to Christ. And the next verse, Galatians chapter 3 verse 29.
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
If you belong, sometimes we Africans are fighting for our identity. You are saying, I am Ugandan.
Yes,
yes, that's good. I am an Ethiopian.
Yes.
That's good. But if you are belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. Belong of Christ. Belong to Christ. John 17, 16, please.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of it.
Yes. They are not of the world. We are living in the world, but the world not live in us. Let me give you a simple example. A sheep A ship. You can drive a ship on the ocean. But if you allow a water to come in the ship will sink. Take care. They are not of the world. We are belong to Christ. We are living here in the world, but we are affecting the system of the world. Amen. We are challenging the system of the world. Amen. Because Christ is living in us. Amen. May we read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20.
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Who is in you?
Yes.
Whom you have received from God?
Yes.
You are not your own.
Please.
You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Yeah. You can identify the identity of the Christian here. You are not your own. You are not your own. You are belong. And also you were brought at a price. An expensive price. Not the blood of a sheep. Not the blood of a goat. But the blood of Jesus the Christ. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body, even your body.
Amen.
Your body.
Amen.
Has to give glory to God.
Amen.
Because you bought a price. May we read Colossians chapter 3, 9 to 10?
Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator.
Don't forget, we are talking about identity of a Christian.
Yes.
One of the identity is, do not lie. That is oldish life. That's oldish practice. You are always talking the truth one, because that is the identity of a Christian, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. It refers us with Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the image of the creator, the likeness of our creator, the image of our creator. Renewed in knowledge. This renewal is from the Word of God.
Amen.
From the Word of God.
Amen.
2 Peter 1, 4.
This he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
Yeah. Participate in the divine nature. Participate in the divine nature. We share the divine nature. But we have to take care. We shared. We are not divine. We shared the character, the likeness, the image of Jesus the Christ. We are growing to be like Jesus the Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3.
For you died, and your life is now living with Christ in God.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are we died?
Yes.
I doubt. I have fear. Because we are living.
No.
We are living for ourselves. Most of our church members are living for themselves. No dichotomy between them and the others. We died. You died. And your life now hidden with Christ in God. You are no more yourself. You are died. 1 John chapter 4, verse 15.
If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God,
yeah,
God lives in him.
Yeah.
And he is in God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's see the life of a Christian. May we read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
You should follow in his steps. These days, there are a lot of steps. Who are asking us to follow? Well-known religious leaders. Well-known pastors, well-known bishops, but Peter encourages us, you should follow in his steps. You have to find out his steps. Not only found out, but you have to follow his steps. Following his steps. If you know the life of a Christian, a real Christian, a converted Christian, a Christian who follows Jesus the Christ, he is keeping the steps of Jesus the Christ. The steps. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11.
Clearly no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
Clearly no one is justified before God by the law, by keeping the law, because the righteous will live by faith. Let me say something about these two words. Justification, justify, and righteousness. Both are not a word of a temple. Justification, justice. That is a word of court. And righteous. That's not a word of a temple. That's also a word of a teaching process, a school. If you write 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, good, you're right. Justified. We are not justified before God by keeping the law.
Amen.
But by faith.
Amen.
By faith. Habakkuk, telling us about this. The righteous will live by faith. And also, Paul confirm us these truths. The righteous will live by faith. This faith is not our own faith. But this faith has to depend on Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Shall we read chapter 4 of Ephesians, verse 12 and 13?
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity.
Yes.
In the faith.
Yes.
And in the knowledge of the Son of God.
Yes.
And become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
That's amazing. Our standard is still Jesus the Christ. Not my pastor.
No.
Not my senior pastor.
No.
Not my bishop.
No.
Not my archbishop.
No.
My standard is Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
But until we reach our standard, would you please read Philippians chapter 3, verse 10? Who is going to read me? Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Who is going to help me?
That yes. I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death.
To know him. To know him. Yeah, Paul. After 29 years of his ministry, he planted a lot of church. He preached a lot of, you know, sermons. He healed a lot of sick people. He has served a lot for the last 29 years. But now, he is still longing to know more, to know more, to know more. Sometimes, we preachers, we pastors, we bishops, we are assuming that we finished, we know everything about Jesus Christ. No, 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 no. That's completely wrong. Day to day, we have to run to know him. Because he is our standard, the final standard. The final standard. Shall we read Romans 14, verse 8, please?
If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But still the question, my fellow Africans, are we living for these truths? Are we dying for these truths? Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Are we living for these truths? This revelation. We live, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
No live for themselves. No. We Africans, we started to abuse the name Jesus Christ. We started. Already we start to snatch good things from our members. We don't want to be a minister. We don't want to be a servant. We don't want to be a servant leader. We want to be a boss among our congregations. We are smalls. We, yes, that's the Bible says. But we are saying we are small gods. Ha! We are small gods. We are bosses. We are reverends. We are archbishops. A big name. A big position. But the Bible says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up and follow me. Take up his cross. He must deny himself. Not build up. The name to the name. The best name. A prophet. An apostle. I'm sorry. To be a prophet is not a problem. Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The disciples of Jesus the Christ, they followed and they left all things and followed him. Followed him. They denied themselves. That's the life of a Christian. Deny ourselves and follow Jesus the Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Glory.
The final verse. Romans 12, 1, 2, 2.
Therefore, I heard you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good.
The life of
and perfect will.
Thank you. The life of a Christian, a real Christian, a biblical Christian.
Yes.
He has to please the Almighty God. Pleasing. To please God, we have to sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. We have to sacrifice our wish, our interest. The holy life and the renewed mind. Brothers and sisters, let me question you, just a simple question. Are we really, thank you, a biblical Christians? Let's evaluate ourselves with these truths. If we are really converted, those identities follow us.
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
How about your congregation? My congregation.
That's it.
Are we teaching a biblical Christian?
Yeah.
a biblical Christian who is following Jesus Christ, who is follows his steps. May God help us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. It's okay.